This is GQDN for July the 6th, 2022, Wednesday. We had some big news come in this morning. You know me as Joe. And in today's news, brought to you by Audible and patreon.com/thegroupquest, we have some news about more covers coming to NBA 2K23. A game has been delayed, which is a big surprise. Somewhat of a big surprise. And Splatoon 3 is coming out soon. But we begin today with something that came out early this morning, and that is coming to us from Eurogamer.net, and it is the fact that Microsoft's acquisition is now under investigation from the UK regulator. Now, the Competition and Markets Authority, which is UK-based regulator, did say in a quote, "As with all merger reviews, this investigation will consider whether the deal could harm competition and lead to worse outcomes for consumers. For example, through higher prices, lower quality, or reduced choice." And that is what the CMA said today. Now, we did know that some investigations like this would be coming. And after quite the news lull is what we've had throughout this deal, maybe it's time for news to come back up. Now, the CMA did give itself a deadline of September the 1st. So 2 months from now, we will know what they make of this deal. So we'll keep our eyes on it, definitely. Now we go on to some other news, and this is goes on the somewhat, not so much shocking, but a slight surprise type list. And we knew, well, this comes to us from DualShockers.com, first of all, but we knew that some gaming consoles was not going to go to the Euro Gaming event. Well, PlayStation did say that it's not going to go to the Tokyo Game Show this year either. In fact, at Next Gen Player did say on Twitter, "Tokyo Game Show 2022 exhibitor list is now live. The main hall exhibitors includes Bandai Namco, Capcom, Koch Media, Koei Tecmo, Konami, Microsoft Xbox, Sega, Atlas, and Square Enix." But yet, no PlayStation. So could Square Enix be the one to take the place for PlayStation, seeing that there are some deals that has been going on with PlayStation and Square Enix? We shall see, all told. Well, they might not be doing an update there anyway in Tokyo. Destructoid.com did acknowledge the announcement that what I've seen on YouTube myself, and that is God of War Ragnarok will release on November the 9th this year. Now, with that, there was a little bit of an announcement trailer, and it does show the God of War and his son facing off different enemies, including like a great big giant-sized wolf, which was just awesome to look at. Now, when it comes to that, the release itself, there are some things to look for. The launch edition, you'll have the Kratos Risen Snow Armor and Artus Risen Snow Tunic cosmetics. The standard edition, a PS5 upgrade, costs $10 if you opt out of the PS4 version first. The deluxe edition, several cosmetics and items, a collector's edition, and the Jonar edition. Now, the collector's edition includes a printed voucher code for the full God of War Ragnarok game for PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 consoles, a steelbook display case, no game disc included, a 2-inch Veneer Twins carvings, the Dwarven dice set, a 16-inch Mjolnir replica. The Jotnar edition includes a printed voucher code for the full God of War Ragnarok game, of course, the 7-inch vinyl record with music by Bear McCreary, sorry, words. By the way, it's two tracks. The Falcon, Bear, and Wolf Pin Set, Legendary Draupnir Ring, Brock's Dice Set, Yggdrasil's Cloth Map, a Steel Book Display Case, the 2-inch Twins Carvings, and the 16-inch Mjolnir Replica. So, all looks really, really good. And now you have a very hard choice if you are loving the God of War series. But let's say that you're into Nintendo Switch. Well, NintendoEverything.com has this story, and Splatoon 3, the OLED system, and the Switch Pro controller has been revealed. So the system will release first on August 26th, okay, featuring design inspiration from the game. The whole package itself is $360. You've been warned. Now for the controller, the game itself is $75, and the carrying case, it will be available for $25. So yes, there is a lot of things going on there. Now, that will be available once again on August 26th. So about a month away, almost a month away. That's something that won't come out till January next year, thanks to DualShockers.com. And that is Forspoken. My bad. And the makers of the game did say that this was a strategic decision. In fact, what they said was, at Forspoken on Twitter, "As a result of ongoing discussions with key partners, we have made the strategic decision to move the launch date of Forspoken to January 24th, 2023. All game elements are now complete and development is in its final polishing phase. We would like to thank you for your continued support and patience on this journey. Your excitement for the game inspires us every day, and we cannot wait to share more about Forspoken with you later this summer." Is being made by Square Enix and Luminous Productions. So, we shall see what happens there. Two to go. Now, we did say yesterday that for everybody, if you get NBA 2K23, you will get the Michael Jordan covers to them. But, according to DualShockers.com, if you go to GameStop and you look for the same game, you will find a different cover to them. Instead, you will get Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird, some of the best WNBA players out there. And that is an ongoing tradition that they've had going there for a couple of years now. And that is because GameStop and 2K want to keep some focus on the women within the games themselves, which is, I would say, maybe a good idea. But hey, we'll see how people think about this and what they think about it. One last thing before we go. And I don't want to make anybody hungry at this time, but hey, according to Engadget.com, if you are an Amazon Prime member, which I am, Prime members in the US will get access to a 1-year Grubhub Plus membership. Okay? Which means if you have Grubhub Plus, you sign up for it, you will get $0 food delivery fees. So basically, you'll be just paying for the food itself. Adam DeWitt, the CEO of Grubhub, said this in a statement, quote, "I am incredibly excited to announce this collaboration with Amazon that will help Grubhub continue to deliver on our longstanding mission to connect more diners with local restaurants. Amazon has redefined convenience with Prime, and we're confident this offering will expose many new diners to the value of Grubhub Plus, while driving more businesses to our restaurant partners and drivers." That sounds pretty delicious, if I do say so myself. You know, but even though we're not delicious on thegroupquest.com or at GroupQuest or at Dawnforge, which, by the way, this has been a Don Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow with more delicious news. Until then, go play some games, people.